The views, information, or opinions expressed during the Let's Talk More Action podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and should not be construed as advice, nor do they necessarily reflect the views of Community Action Council's governing bodies, leadership, or staff, or our funding partners. Community Action Council is a private, nonprofit, and nonpartisan organization. We do not support or endorse any political candidates.
This the city's number one podcast. Love the topics, the guests, and all of the contrast. They ain't focused on the views and the traffic. What's the point of shining if no jewels for the masses? We gotta spread the news of our passion. Service is a verb, now that's community action. Yo, everybody, let's talk. Talking ain't enough, so everybody, let's walk. We all want freedom, the eagle and the stars, but the only way to reach it, meet the people where they are. Unity's the only way to fend these atrocities. You and me together can eliminate poverty. And this is just a vessel of expression to make sure we stay on the message of progression. Yes, everybody, let's talk. Bring your ideas and together we walk.
Protect our seeds from the poisonous root, and we gotta reach the source and the soul and the root.
Yes, everybody, let's talk. We need community action. Together we walk.
Together we work in to reduce violence. Speak through the airways, we refuse silence.
Let's talk.
You are listening to Let's Talk More Action. I am Cameron Minter. I am your co-host, and Sharon Price, our executive director, is here.
Toot-toot,
what's going on, Sharon?
Oh my gosh, all kinds of things.
I know.
Listen, feeling real motherly.
Oh.
You've been doing some grandfatherly things.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Always the job is never done.
It's never done.
When you're worried about the safety of your kids,
you are absolutely
your family.
Right. Golly. You know, traveling from Georgetown with my grandson, and it's just me and him, and we don't do too much talking in the car, but I always, you know, you got to strap him in that car seat, and then sometimes I forget to put on my seatbelt.
Now, you know you're wrong for
that. I know. And then I get to going, and I'm like, I don't know why this vision comes in my head, but if something happens and the car flips over or whatever, Nico's going to be fine, but I'll be the one that can't help Nico. And so I'm like, oh, click, click, you know, let me get it together, because that, I don't know why that's my vision, but it helps me be right.
Well, and that just comes from being a parent and a grandfather and making, you know, we always want our kids and our families to be safe.
Absolutely.
And, you know, sometimes you have members of your family that might have some special needs.
Absolutely. Now,
you know, what do you do?
Yeah, that's real. And just being able to have something set up for them to make sure that they're taken care of, that's priority.
And it is. And in an emergency, we're going to need first responders that are going to come to help us. That could be the police, that could be fire, that could be ambulance, you know, and or it could be a good Samaritan.
And you know, that could be tough too, because you're a first responder. You don't really know what's going on. You arrive to the scene and you try to figure out real quick what's going on, and you may not know what's going on in this car.
Well, but it's good to have, you know, something that gives you let me pause.
Yes.
Because the truth of it is, you know, we've seen a lot of incidences where there may be folks that have mental health issues, some autistic children and older people and things like that, that might respond differently.
Right.
You know,
right.
That could look like agitation or aggression.
Absolutely. But how are they to know? How are they to know?
Listen,
they walk up and you know, I'm dealing with you because I'm pulling you over for this. I don't know the history. I don't know what's going on with you.
Or in your example that you gave, if you have an accident, God forbid, you know, and, you know, what if Nico is allergic to penicillin or some sort of drug that could help him if he needed help?
That's crazy.
You know, but we've got the answer for you.
We
got the answer.
Because I was going to say, all we are doing is proposing problems. Let's get some answers in the house.
We do have some answers, because one of the things that we have really been focusing on is creating a culture of health and wellness, you know, at Community Action. Mm-hmm. And so we've got some good folks here today.
Okay, who we got in the house today?
We've got Braxton Price. She's our Head Start Support Specialist. And we've got Todd Mill from the Bourbon Police Department.
Harris Police Department.
Say it again. Correct.
Paris. Police
Department. Paris.
Yeah. Paris.
Now, see, correct me anytime.
That's all right. We're going to get it right.
But we're talking about problems, but we've got some solutions that we know about with the yellow dot.
Welcome to the show, you all. I'm glad to have you.
Yeah. So yellow dot, I actually heard about it from a coworker who had attended one of the trainings.
That Todd actually conducted the training for us. Mm-hmm.
And she came back and she was telling me all about how you had showed her like the yellow dot pamphlets and how it could really be used to like help the people in our communities. And I knew that we were doing a safety initiative, a community action, and I knew I wanted to help, but I didn't know how. So when she came and like kind of gave me the folder and everything, that's when I was like, okay, I'm going to take this and I'm going to do that. And I'm going to try to like implement this in some like way, shape or form so our families can see it and use it.
Yellow. Todd, tell us about that. Yeah, tell us about Yellow Dot.
Okay, so I actually came across Yellow Dot during Autism Awareness Month. I was looking for some things for our police department to be able to do to get the message out. I came across Yellow Dot. I didn't realize at the time that it was going to be so much more than just autism. So I started getting on the phone with the Autism Training Center in Louisville, talking to them, and I found out, hey, this is great for any type of medicine allergies, prescriptions. Even if we come up on a traffic stop and the lights might freak a kid out or a special needs adult in the car, we know, okay, we can just leave our back lights on, turn our front ones out, and it'll make things a lot easier.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's because you guys, you're in a particular situation when there is a traffic stop because you don't always know what you're approaching. But if you approach a vehicle that has that yellow dot in the back window, you know, proceed with caution and there's somebody in that vehicle that could have a special need.
Right. We just know, okay, approach this one a little bit different. Every traffic stop's unique. Mm-hmm. But whenever you see something like that, it just makes you take their issues more at the forefront of the traffic stop.
And so, and Braxton, how do you implement this with our Head Start families?
So one way that I wanted to kind of introduce it to them is I've been going to the events that we have here at Community Action, whether it be like the health events or just open houses for some of our locations. And I have been just kind of talking to the parents about it, especially considering we have a lot of kids in our facilities that do have mental health issues or like physical disabilities. I've been kind of introducing it to the parents, talking to them, telling them, hey, like if you have this yellow dot folder, if anything were to happen to you while you were with like your child and you couldn't properly communicate that with first responders, then this folder would definitely be something that you would be interested in. Like it, all the medications, all the emergency contacts, like if you were impaired, who else could we call to kind of give like guidance on what you want for your child. And as I was talking to Cameron about this earlier, and he had mentioned that here we do have, you know, parents that are deaf and they have a child who is speaking. And so we want to make sure that if anything were to happen and we can't properly communicate with those parents, we know if the child needs any type of like medication or if they have any type of like physical disability. So that's something that I've been kind of like talking to the parents about and just kind of pushing them to use the yellow dot.
So how does that work? You're talking about the yellow dot. What is there a actual yellow dot or something that would signify a big difference?
Yeah, so it's a sticker, and the outline of the sticker will just have like law enforcement, community groups, emergency personnel, stuff like that, and you just stick it on the back of your the back windshield of your car. Oh. So that like police officers like Todd can see it whenever they like come up behind you or anything like that. I've ever since this has started to be more kind of like pushed into like in Kentucky, do you see more people using it, or is that something that's still kind of like?
I think that it's still getting new in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. I don't even see it as much in Paris right now. However, we're trying to push it into Paris. Community Action, the health department, library, things like that, we're trying to get them a bunch of the pamphlets. That way they're a little bit of education with it on a little piece of paper, and then they can just grab it and tells them what to do with it. Yeah. Any questions, get with us, and we'll help you out.
So the officers are already aware about it. It's just now getting the community aware.
Right, right. And if you go into our police department, this is hanging right in front of the information board. We got a little board that has all the upcoming events or anything on it. That's on there. It's been on there since April.
Do you know if it's statewide or if it's just Paris?
It's actually a national program. So this is across the country. And I mean, there's a lot of things that go into it. Different states might do things slightly differently, but we all know yellow dot, lower left corner of the back window, that kind of stuff.
Well, and one of the things that's interesting, and Braxton was also talking to me, you talked about, you thought initially that it was just for autism awareness, but then you realized, and so Braxton was saying that even though you can use this for when you're away from your home, you can also use it when you're at your home.
Yeah. So when I went to a health event in Georgetown. They were having it at a church, and I went there, and this woman came up to me and she was telling me how her husband is on dialysis and how sometimes they'll have to call like 911 when she's not at home. And her husband, due to like all of his treatment, can't speak. He has trouble communicating what's going on with him. So she said that she wanted this so that she could use it to write all of his like medications down, his conditions, what he's going through with his treatment. So whenever he does have to call 911 and they do show up at his house, all he has to do is just hand them the pamphlet. He doesn't have to try to communicate what's going on. And she doesn't have to try to like communicate that like through a phone call or anything like that. So I told her, yeah, that's like amazing. I was like, I would definitely use it. I was like, if you have a husband at home or anybody at home really, that, you know, you might have to call 911. They might be by themselves and they can just write all the information in the pamphlet and like hand it to like the first responders. I told her like that would be like a great idea.
And so did you guys discuss, would they put the yellow dot on their door so that the first responders would know, hey, there's somebody in here that has a special need or whatever, and a specific place for that folder? Because what if that person is incapacitated? Mm-hmm. Would that be close to the door? Where would it be?
So we had talked to her about it. We were like, you can put it on your front door. So maybe like, even if it's not something that they've seen before, they could be like, oh, like we know what this is. It's on her door. Right. Maybe they might have something in the house for that. I told her that if her husband, because he sleeps next to a nightstand, like that's where he would be. I told her you can definitely put the yellow dot pamphlet by that nightstand and maybe put it like by his bed, like the headboard right there, so when they went to help him they would see that as well. I was like, anywhere that's in an obvious spot, even if they're expecting it to be on a car, but if it's in your home in an obvious area and then they're able to find the yellow dot pamphlet right next to it, then that might be something that
would be helpful.
Useful.
I think the front door is a great spot. I'll say anytime we come up on a porch, we're looking around for any type of information about that person. So, I mean, if you're looking at the front door and you see they got an NRA sticker, you're like, okay, this person might like guns. There might be guns in the house. Mm-hmm. Just anything like that. Because if someone, we're going there for a medical emergency or something, someone might not be in the right state of mind. We want to gather as much information as possible. So if we see this bright yellow sticker that says law enforcement, et cetera, around it, then we're going to take notice to it. We're more than likely going to know what it is at this point.
That's awesome. So it's not just police officers that this is for. This is just for first responders, period. Who are always there to try to help us and may not know exactly what they're walking into. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
See, and I'm really liking this idea because I didn't think of the situation that you just explained, mm-hmm. because everybody's family has something different, going on in there. And so,
just to have a clue, making decisions mm-hmm. in a quick second, something to help detail that information is going to help out a lot.
Well, and one of the things that I like about the pamphlet is there's a place for you to put a picture of the person, and so that way the first responders, because when I call 911, I want somebody that can help me quick, just come in and help me quickly, mm-hmm. And if there's something that, a picture of me or, sometimes, I get, go down rabbit holes, Cam, and I mm-hmm. start listening to these 911 calls and then it's 2:00 in the morning, but a lot of things happen, and the first responders are trying to figure things out where if they had this information, to be more accessible to help people quicker.
And just like you said, when you call, you want immediate, you want come in, help me right now. And, the timing of everything that needs to take place, hey, we got to have some more information.
We do. We
really
do.
We got to have some information. So.
And that's why I'm excited about this Yellow Dot program, because, of course, we want all of our Head Start parents to be aware of it. Yes. But we want people in the broader community to be aware
absolutely.
Of it too, because we care about everybody.
We need to have it. I mean, 911 went wild, right? When it first came out, you know, because we used to, you know, we I ain't going to tell our age. But, you know, 911 went wild. 311 kind of took off. We need this yellow dot to take off.
We really do.
Hey, we're going to take a quick commercial break. You are listening to Lex Talk, More Action.
This past year has highlighted the strength of Community Action Council. Every day, our staff works together to help families recover from this crisis. We're educating children at home and in person, helping parents who lost their jobs, and helping households avoid eviction. Our work at Community Action Council has never been more important than it is right now. So why don't you join us? We have employment opportunities requiring a range of skills from entry level to advanced. Apply online at commaction.org. That's commaction.org.
Community Action Council's Head Start programs are now enrolling for the 24-25 school year in 15 counties, including Lexington. Head Start offers high-quality early childhood education for qualifying families with children between the ages of 6 weeks and 5 years old. Spaces are limited and filling up quickly. So, to help ensure your child receives the Head Start advantage this year, start your application today by calling 859-233-4600 or go online at comaction.org. That's commaction.org.
So we're with Braxton Price, a Head Start Support Specialist at Community Action Council, and Todd Mail. He is a police at the Paris Police Department, right. And he's also a Community Action board member. And so really glad to be really glad to be with you guys today, talking about ways that we can help, you know, maybe save lives, right. You know. And so during the break, we were talking about some of the different things that you see as a first responder where yellow dot could be helpful.
Right. Like we mentioned during the break, a diabetic emergency, something like that. I've had calls before where it's early morning and someone says there's a drunk driver on the road. They're all over, back and forth. I get behind them, and they are. They're all over their lane. They're hitting the little rumble strips on the side, even went off the road at one point. And we get him stopped. Come up. He's showing signs of impairment, but it's not like normal signs of impairment. A more educated officer at the time comes up. I was brand new at this point in time. And he's like, maybe he's having some sort of diabetic issue going on. And we have EMS come out and all that. And it turns out he was. He was having a diabetic emergency. His insulin was like through the roof and everything. And I mean, that is something that appears to be like impairment. They even kind of start getting this like alcoholic smell on them, just from where their blood's going alcoholic. Mm-hmm. But something like this would be great during that time. Like if I would have known about yellow dot and he had a yellow dot sticker and he's giving me all that, then you pull that out of the glove box and you look and you're like, okay, this is starting to make sense now. It's just an extra pieces to the puzzle.
We can
put it together. And
I saw, well, you know, vicariously through, just like sharing, you know, I'm looking at videos, but I saw this video. I know, right? We saw this video of this guy. He was driving and he was, you know, the people around him were trying to help. Maybe he was at a stoplight and the car was still moving and they were trying to break in his window and try, you know, because he was having a medical emergency. But people didn't know at first, right? They're like, oh, he's hit my car. He's taking off, you know. Uh-huh. But having the, you know, to get the community aware of yellow dot is going to help out in so many different ways, because, you know, we're quick to judge. We're quick to, you know, say, oh, he's a jerk. He's this, he's that. But if we understand, oh, there may be something more going on here that will help out so much more.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
And that's something that, you know, we're responsible for pushing this, getting it in the community and getting everyone involved. It's not just first responders, but like you said, if they would have known about yellow dot and they see the yellow dot, they'd be like, okay, this guy's probably got some sort of emergency going on.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get up out of here.
Right, right.
Well, and you know what? A lot of people may not think about being a diabetic as being a special case where this would be beneficial, because when you said it, I was like, oh, that makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. you know? And I don't know that, I would think that diabetics would say, oh, let me have a yellow dot just in case. Mm. Right. But that would be important.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's definitely something that's important. And I think as this gets out in the communities more, that, it, like I said, it's our responsibility to educate them and to educate them why they should get it, not just mm-hmm. what to look for with it.
Wow. Yeah.
Because I was actually, when I was passing it out at the health event that I was telling you about, I actually passed it out to a pregnant mom, too. Because she was like, oh, like, I'm pregnant. Like, do you think this would help me? And I was like, yeah, like, it should. And I was looking through the yellow dot pamphlet, and there's actually a section for, like, a pregnant mom and, like, how far along she might be. And so, like, that kind of goes back with what you guys said. Like, you know, you don't think that you might need one, but in reality, you do. It's like, yeah, you take it. If anything were to happen, they know you're pregnant. They don't have to go through, like, all the screens and everything. It saves time. They're able to move quickly if they know, like, oh, she's pregnant. We can't do this with her. Or maybe we need to check this first to make sure she's
fine.
Or
it could be a high-risk pregnancy, mm-hmm. you know, and if somebody's in an accident or something, I think that would be, you know, important to know.
And first hour is really important, like, after any type of critical incident in an accident. It's called the golden hour. That right there is going to increase or decrease their odds of survival that first hour. So having that information, like, we'll just use my family, for example. We've got people that's allergic to penicillin. Mm-hmm. So what if it's something that could possibly save their life, but it also that would be very mm-hmm. bad for them to get it.
Right.
So in that first hour, you give them that on top of everything else they're going through, chances mm-hmm. go down tremendously.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't know that was called a golden hour, but it is critical. And I think one of the things that I would like to, you know, for people is to think outside of the box mm-hmm. when it comes to the people in your lives and what, you know, what they may be going through, you know, to be helpful.
Right.
You know.
I watched too much TV because as soon as she said pregnant women, I thought about Yellowstone. I don't know if y'all are some Yellowstone fans, but if you're not, you should be. Anyway, one of the women was pregnant and she was going into labor and her husband was away and they lived far out and she decided to drive and it didn't go well. But
well, I love watching. I go down rabbit holes all the time.
Come on, me and you. Rabbit hole goers.
I started watching, you know, for hours I was watching people have babies in the car and the police helping to deliver the babies police chasing these cars, you know, with the lights on and everything. And they're not wanting to stop because they're heading to the hospital, but they can't tell the police they're heading to the hospital. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing you want to know, the police has a baby in the arm and they're taking
holding
him. Yeah.
That would be probably the scariest moment of my career if I did something.
Oh, I was scared to say, have you?
Now you have to help somebody give birth.
that's like my dream. I want to be able to help somebody. I've always been on the other end of having kids, and I've never been, you know.
I don't think nobody says, let me be there. No.
I want to be there.
I know, right? Just
no, you are not going to pass out. You're a dad. You already have kids.
Did you pass out with your own kids?
I got weak knees, that's for sure.
I got close to it.
Leave me alone.
He knows his limitations.
Look, he said he got weak knees.
Oh,
but
it's terrible.
No, but you know, you got to step up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Take your belt off, mm-hmm. get the baby in the arms, pull your sleeves.
She know, look, she's been watching. She thinks she knows how to do it.
I know how to do it. I do.
Baby
I know. You look, that's what's going to happen to you next. After, because we've talked about it and we've made it.
Your next call is going to be.
Wow.
Look, he's going to see a yellow dot that says pregnant mom, and he's going to be like, whoo. Like, these are gonna start
they
shaking.
Spoke it into existence.
Send everybody,
right now, right
I need
here.
Everybody. Available. I know, and you know, but we're talking and we're making fun. But there are so many
different
things that you might not think about. That you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, and being a diabetic is one of them because you know I know a lot of diabetics and. You know, even that work here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you start acting a little different, you know, oh, my sugar level's low. Mm-hmm. You know, people mm-hmm. know, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of thing. And
even with, you know, I'm going off script just a tad bit, but even like with our Head Start parents, I mean, teachers, they're taught to not respond to what the kid is doing, try to figure out what's really going on, right? So in that aspect, when something's going on, you don't have a whole lot of time to figure out, you know, is
not in an emergency.
Right, right. And any little thing that can help will turn the thing around tremendously. So
well, but when you have that pamphlet and it has your doctor's information, right. You know, they may need to, hey, call the doctor and say you need to meet us at the hospital or whatever it is, or be able to have some communication.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Well, it's great to know that first responders are using it. They're looking for ways to better communicate with the people that they serve, and that's awesome. I love it. So we need to get the word out. We need to get our parents involved. We need everybody to get involved. So is there any contact information or anything?
Braxton,
with
give your contact information and your email and agency phone number, so that if we have parents, you know, or anybody in the community that is wanting, you know, to get in touch with this yellow dot, that we can go ahead and get them in touch with who they need to talk to.
Yeah, you guys can reach me at braxton.price@commaction.org. And then you can also give me a call at 859-233-4600. You can just ask for Braxton Price and I'll be there. But even though I also kind of wanted to reiterate just really quick is, even though we've talked about a lot of physical disabilities today, Yellow Dot is also for those that might have like autism, like those mental disabilities that might have certain coping strategies that, you know, people can use to help whoever might, you know, have autism to deal with the situation and kind of move on from what's going on. It doesn't have to be anything major for you to use the yellow dot. It doesn't have to be something that is like life threatening for you to use yellow dot. It's for everybody. Anyone can use it, even if you don't have, even if you're like only taking like certain medications that wouldn't even be considered, you know, dangerous medication, like birth control or something, even if that's like all you're taking, you can still put that on your yellow dot pamphlet. So like they know any information that you put on there would be helpful for first responders, I believe, so right. that they can like respond quickly. Like he said, the golden hour is very important. So if anything were to happen to you and you have kids that might suffer from physical or mental disabilities, I think it's important for you to really to consider this. You know, the cops are pushing it a lot. The first like responders are pushing it. So yeah. I would definitely consider it.
So is there contact information for Yellow Dot so they can get more information by Yellow Dot? Because, you know, this podcast, it's going to go more than just
right
our,
here
our
with
little
us.
Area here.
In the back of the pan.
That's all right. That's all right. See, he's choked up still from the baby talk.
I know. His knees are still weak.
I want to think about it. In the back of the pamphlet, the University of Louisville, the Kentucky Autism Training Center, they've got their website here, kyautism.org. I thought it was for autism in the beginning, mm-hmm. but it's for so much more. Get on there and you can request these for however many family members you have in your house.
Or you can Google Yellow Dot Kentucky.
Come on.
And it is going to take you straight to the website, you know. But if you'd like someone who has information about it, who can talk you through it, answer any questions that you have, Braxton is here, available, and ready, regardless of where you are in the state. We're here to help everybody.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You know what I think is awesome too?
What's awesome?
Braxton, we've gone through the whole podcast and your mom has not even said, this is my daughter. Not once. Not once.
Well, I'm here as the Head Start support specialist.
So you can make the disconnection too. Well, we thank you for being on the show today. It has been very informative.
Thank you, Braxton. Thank you.
We appreciate it. And tell everybody about it. Yellow Dot. Let's make it popular. Let's make it normal. How about that?
Make it normal. Yeah. Let's make it normal. Let's make it sexy to have.
Oh, she said sexy. Oh.
Yes.
Oh, thank you for listening. Tell your friends. Tell your family. You are listening to Lex Talk, More Action.